The strongest word you could find in different languages to negate something, because this law you put it in front of, whatever, they disappear, they vanish. So it's a very funny situation. There are even physically, visually, it's silly, because you see how they write it. Law is the combination of lam and alif, and it's like this. This is just to bring you back from your dormant situation. There is this lam, and there is alif. And you know this lam, when we want to connect it to something, if before it we add something like that, if after it we eliminate this, and we do this. These are the possible connection. Before lam, whatever, should come to here, after lam will be like that. So if I write down law, it will be something like this and this. Do you see it?
Yes.
Okay, this is Arab language, and law is this. But look at the book, it's not like that. Because when we want, wherever lam and alif are together, we put it like this. When it comes to that law, we write it differently. We write it like this. Yeah, we changed it around because lam and alif are not following each other here, are entangled. Because this one is non-existence. So it could not exist. It has no beginning. It has no end. There is a symmetry to it, which is strange. And all that, all this playing with that sign to make you understand non-existence. Because they, in that time of the history, humanity started to become aware of non-existence, the meaning of non-existence. So they build things a bit like that. Law is not just like that. Law is this. You want to make it decorative, you make it like this. You will see it in all the brickworks of the mosque.
Oh, right.
This is law. You could do whatever you want with it. If you will present me with two vertical line entangled in a way. Because that entanglement is negation. Because they fight each other and they try to eliminate each other, something like that, visually. Just to remember that law, because with that law we play the law, because it's a tricky stuff in our language. Here he will say that law. Could you become law you? I think yes. When you become the non-existence of yourself, what's happening? It's not yet that you don't exist. Your existence is here. If you bring in your non-existence, then you are complete. Then look, I can see the coin. I could really see you. Because you have two parts. One part is existence, the other non-existence. And that non-existence is the thing that intelligence doesn't understand. And that's fina. Fana is non-existence, and that's what we are seeking. Not with this. Because this is the demon. This is the one that has a capital I. This is the one that is clever, it's intelligent, it's great, whatever you call it, beautiful. This is the wife of the Prophet. But it's not enough. Why? Because Prophet doesn't has that link. The wife doesn't. Makes a hell of a difference. My brain connects with existence only. My heart understands non-existence. How? When you miss something, You think, you feel the non-existence. It's not that you feel the existence and you remind yourself and you think about it. That feeling, because you could feel non-existence. Existence, you should see and understand. This is the difference. And you need to understand all this to understand love. This one exists and does blah, 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 blah. When we talk about the heart, this moment, and the feeling, my brain has nothing to do with my feeling. My feeling comes from my heart. So this one doesn't understand the heart, means the moment, means the feeling, right? Lavavachun u nashod has hasnis. And it doesn't exist because it didn't become non-existence from existence. Because this could. And guess what? This one does not like to be non-existent voluntarily. Oh my God, by force it will be. The force of love will do that. My intelligence doesn't like to be absent. I don't want to lose my mind. But love will do it. So the hell with the tendency of my brain. I force it to. Not that intelligently I could teach myself this stuff. No. I try to show the limits to this limited intelligence I have, and I'll try to lead this one to non-existence, because that could be done. Why do I say that? Because we have the exceptional people who have done it. So it could be done. By force or voluntarily? Yes?
Well, it's the prophet is calling to whomever. So the heart is calling to the mind.
To what?
In other words, it's initiated from the prophet, from the male.
Definitely. It's calling the wife to what?
That's the only way it can go.
No. It's calling the wife, talk to me. Because I'm not the existence. This is the part that knows the non-existence. Talk to me means be friend with me. I'll be happy that you're talking to me. Then I will try to teach you the non-existence. Volunteer for that. Do not separate yourself. This is what you should do, because your brain likes to be separated from you. Your brains want to be in control. Okay, that heart should be there. I show it off sometimes. Sometimes I play with it. I will dim the light and I'll do that. And I could call all those romance and love and things like that, which is not the case. The other part is in me as well. I am the camel. And I'm carrying the Mustafa both, right? I have the intelligence, and I have the seed of non-existence. Not only existence. In me, there is a part of me who understands existence, which is this one. I have the other one, and they should communicate, connect. The initiation comes from heart. It doesn't come from brain. Brain doesn't like it. Brain wants to be 100% in control. That's the case. And John Kamalasto Nidayu Kamal Mustafa Guyan Arihna Yabala. Then suddenly something bizarre to go back to Kalamaini. Read that last verse, please.
Well, you read quite a bit ahead there, but it is not because it did not from existence and become non-existent. Since it did not become not unwillingly.
Willingly.
Since it did not become not.